All right, good evening. This is the KPFK Local Station Board Governance Committee meeting of July 14th at 7:42 p.m. Sorry for the delay. This is Michael Novick, the chair of the LSPN of the committee. I'll call the roll again for the stream. Alan Beek.
Here.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Here.
Lydia Ponce. Don't hear her. Lawrence Reyes. Don't hear him. Rocio Rivas.
I'm here.
Thank you. Paul Roberson. Don't hear him yet. Janine Rohn.
Here.
Thank you. Mansour Saba. Don't hear him. Polina Vasiliev. Don't hear her. Grace Aaron. Beth Von Gunten.
Present.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 members also present. I heard King Riley, is that right?
That is correct.
Ruth Strauss. Ruth, still here? He was a moment ago. Raymond Goldstone.
I'm present.
Thank you. Okay, so we do have a quorum. The principal business of the governance committee is planning the agenda of the
Michael.
Yes, hello.
This is John Wanger. I'm here just listening right
okay.
now.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Appreciate that, John. There is. I was saying the principal business committee should address the agenda for the local station board meeting on Sunday. There are a few items of business there that need to be taken up. One is the timeline for that. The local station boards need to take it up during the month of July prior to that election. So
it's hard to hear you, Michael. It's difficult to hear you. If you can come to the...
Okay, I'll try to speak up. I will try to speak up. I'm sorry. I had a switch phone because the phone I was on had a lot of static for some reason. Is this any better?
No.
It's not that it's not loud enough. It's that it's not clear.
Right.
It's
You're like far away.
All right. Hang on a second. Let's see if I can headset for this thing. Is this any better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Much.
I'm using the headset. So I was saying that we need the main business of the governance committee is to plan the agenda of Sunday's LSP meeting. There are a few items that we need to take up here, which is I submitted a motion to at least the members of the committee earlier today regarding the APFK local station board election. And so that would be a motion from the governance committee if it's adopted by the committee tonight. And then it's not clear to me we really have to call it a delegate assembly. All of the things I've seen say it's the local station boards have to vote on the amendment to the Pacific Organization Articles of Incorporation. And that is something that's been posted for some time at elections.pacifica.org. But we need to put some time on the agenda of the LSB to deal with that. But other things, I don't think it actually requires a separate meeting of the so-called delegates assembly, which is the same body anyway. Hang on a second.
I'm not getting none of these messages.
Okay, Lawrence, I merge you into the call.
Okay.
Cancellation, that kind of stuff. Can we know that?
I did not understand your question.
I cannot find the number to call in.
I'm not sure talking to you, Lauren. Just say that if that's like the benefit.
Am I audible to people on the call?
Yes.
Hello?
Not much. You're so far away.
You're
well, I don't know what else to do about it. I heard someone trying to speak, and I could not understand them. Who was the last person who tried to speak before me? I heard a woman's voice, but it was all broken up.
It sounded like Lydia Ponce.
Lydia, are you on the call? I don't hear her.
Yeah, to me it sounded like her, but I could be wrong.
Okay, if someone's trying to speak, they need to identify themselves again and speak again, because whoever it was not audible or comprehensible. Okay, going forward, if you want to look at the amendment to the Articles of Incorporation, it is on the elections.pacifica.org website. There's a separate listing for it. You can just click on that and see it. It basically changes some language to refer to Pacifica as a democratically self-governed organization and makes a couple of other changes that will be considered by the LSBs this month. Most of the LSBs are actually... Who is speaking? Most of the LSBs, this is impossible. I'm creating an echo because I have Lawrence on my phone. I don't know why that should be. The Governance Committee does not need to discuss the bylaws, the Articles of Incorporation Amendments. The LSB does, but regardless of what the LSB decides, it's going to a membership vote when the LSB election is held. However, the LSBs, all five LSBs, are required to vote on it this month, so we'll be doing so on Sunday. The motion I submitted to the committee for consideration, and I'd like to discuss, is regarding the LSB election. And let me see if I can dig that back out.
In the past, candidates have always submitted statements about themselves. I haven't seen any this time. Are any of them being prepared and distributed?
Yes, you have to log into the elections.pacifica.org site. They have not been published yet because the deadline for candidacies was extended till July 21st. Once the deadline is completed and people's candidacies have been verified, please mute yourself if you're not speaking. Once the candidates have been verified and they have sufficient signatures to be nominated, that will all be published. Right now, it's accessible to anybody who logs in and puts themselves forward as a nominator or a candidate. They can see the people who have been applying. And there are the names are up there. If you go to elections.pacifica.org, as far as I know, you can see the names of the people at all five stations. Please mute if you're not speaking.
Michael, this is Bella.
Yes. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, and to let everybody know that the ballots will be going out starting August 15th. for both elections, the LSB and the Articles of the Incorporation.
Yeah, thank you. That's amendments to the Articles of Incorporation. So here's the motion I'm making. I'd like it to be considered by the body. I don't think there's anything else that the body has to vote on apart from placing things on the agenda. But if anybody has other business for the committee to consider, let us know. The motion I made for governance to forward to the LSB is as follows. Moved that the KPFK local station board urges the general manager to carry a series of on-air candidate forums during the active campaign period of the election of LSB delegates, including at least one in Spanish or bilingually during the Spanish language broadcasting block, so that listeners can be well informed. Resolved further that the KPFK local station board urges the Pacifica National Board to mandate such on-air forums at all five stations for listener delegate candidates. So it's a two-part motion, the first part directed to our general manager to request that, and the second directed to the Pacifica National Board, urging them to make it a mandate on all five stations.
I support
any discussion?
I support both.
Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead, Bella. If there's no objection to it, I think we can probably just
I want to motivate, and the reason being is that we have had no on-air forums for candidates in the last two election cycles, and this has been very detrimental to the entire governance system of Pacifica. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Is there any objection to that motion on the committee? Hearing none, I think we can consider it passed by governance, and it will be submitted to the LSB on Sunday. I'm not sure if Janine had a chance to send me. Let me see if we have the... let's see if I can just find a different one. The template of the LSB agendas.
Is Janine Ron on the call, Michael?
Janine's on the call, but she's also working.
Okay.
I think in a car or something. Let me just open up some prior.
Okay.
Okay, I do have the agenda template. Let me open it up here.
Good.
I think it's the right one. Let me see.
Go ahead. I wanted to let everybody know that I was informed yesterday that the National Election Supervisor, in conjunction with the local election supervisor, are working on coordinating a meet and greet Zoom meeting very soon for all the candidates so they can all meet and be heard. And this will be announced officially.
Yeah, thank you. I did. I had sent to the LES here. The LES at WBAI actually has already scheduled sort of a training session for prospective candidates about how to get on, and I was hoping they might do that as well, but
that would be
only
cool.
A week. I'm not sure. Yeah, because there have been some glitches, honestly. I talked to people that had trouble getting their password in. They had trouble getting to the thing, so I think it would be good to have some training. So there is still a week. It was extended from tonight until a week from tonight, the deadline to apply as a candidate. People can still start from scratch and put themselves forward. There are quite a few candidates already, but the more the merrier. So here is our general agenda. We have the land acknowledgement and call to order, the mission statement, roll call. We approve the proposed agenda. We consider any excused absence requests. Uh,
I don't think anyone. I don't think anyone submitted excused absences.
Not yet, but you know the meeting's not until Sunday. People might do so.
Okay.
Michael, can I interject
sure.
something related to the last
yeah,
item that
please.
Just occurred to me? Desirability of having candidates' forums and or debates on the air is laudable, but also I think there should be a similar type of session that we had in 2019 whereby the candidates were asked questions by a neutral from the League of Women Voters. And that, I thought, gave everybody a chance to, you know, in a dignified way, to present their platform, their point of view, and their reasons for seeking the election to the LSB. Does anybody know if that is in the cards this year? They did a session at multiple sessions at a studio in Pasadena somewhere.
Bella, to the staff.
Yes. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I attended those forums, those debates that were not conducted by the League of Women Voters. I treasure them. I have a great deal of honor for them. But they were conducted by the National Election Supervisor, Renee Penasola. And so...
Penasola.
Not the one...
Yeah, There were elections not last year, but 2 years ago and 3 years ago. The ones 3 years ago were conducted by the NES. The ones 2 years ago may have been different. Regardless, they're, those could be great. In addition, they can be posted on YouTube. People can watch them at their leisure. That's wonderful. But we need to educate the listeners. I don't think you're objecting to the to that. Are you, Eric, having them on the air?
No, but one measure that might help, given the premium, we get pushback on these types of requests for air time, which is not appropriate, but we get pushback and we probably will again. Maybe there can be some suggestion made to put those not only on, on video for subsequent placement on YouTube, but also over the air, basically broadcast them as they're happening. Just a thought.
Yeah, there will be some form of debate. I think the main thing is getting them on the radio in addition to every other means of dissemination. So that was the purpose of the motion. I don't think getting them on the radio prevents any other social media or on the website or in the archives and all the rest. But if it's not on the radio, maybe the bulk of the people who actually listen to the station still will miss it. So. And that was the point of the motion. It's not to preclude any other activity. Just because we have gotten the pushback, that's why it proposes that we urge the PNB to make it a mandate. Because if it's not
I agree
mandate,
with that.
Probably will not. Okay.
Yeah, I support
good.
That.
All right. So thanks. Let's go back to the agenda. We have the call to order the land acknowledgement, the roll call. We approve the proposed agenda. We consider any excused absence requests if there are any. We read the Pacifica Mission. We appeal for funds for KPFK. We do an after-action report on prior motions. And there is time normally for a GM report. I did email Mo Thomas. I don't think I heard anything back from him. Let me check my email right now. No, the last email I got from him was on Monday the 12th. So we don't know if Mo will be available, but we can put some time for the GM report. And if he's not, hopefully we'll have something in writing to report to people who haven't, if he's not there.
This is Beth. I'd like to address that. I think that we need to make it clear to him that we need him to be there, that he has a responsibility to be there. And whoever occupies the GM chair is supposed to be there every month. And that's been honored by far more in the breach than the observance since in all my time at Pacifica. And this station is in crisis.
Yeah.
And to have the GM missing in action is just not acceptable. And it needs to be made clear to him that it's not an option. This is his job.
Right.
And if it has to come down from the interim executive director, so be it. But I have yet to be able to get him to answer one of my emails. I've sent him a number of very polite, very cheerful, very businesslike, ordinary, everyday emails and have yet to hear back once. And it's just too much. We need to have him there where we can get some answers. Okay. And specifically, two of the motions that I am bringing forward from the Programming Oversight Committee are requesting very specific reports from him during his report this Sunday. We want a report regarding implementation of two previous LSB resolutions, one on the regular monthly on-air reports to the listener and one on what was initially called discipline for on-air violations and now was being referred to more as public airing of grievances, because those are two extremely substantial issues at stake in this station now that's driving what's happening. And he's the one in a position to do something about it, and we need some accountability here.
You're
I'll
correct.
Get off my
I will reemphasize to him, and I will CC the IED so he's aware that his supervisor is aware of his needing to be on the call on Sunday.
Hopefully
that will help motivate him. Who was that?
That was Bella. I concur. Absolutely. It's mandatory.
Okay. All right.
Not enough.
Yes. It is. He did do a GM report to the listener, and I have been in communication with him about scheduling the LSB report to the listener. I hope will happen very shortly after the LSB meeting. That's actually something else we have to put on the agenda. I realize because I proposed something to the LSB and I got a bunch of pushback from Mansoor and nothing was resolved. So we can discuss it here and see if there's a proposal. My proposal is that we open up with gender balance and a diverse group that included one officer, one director, one staff member, and another member of the LSB as kind of representative of the whole. So that's still my suggestion and proposal. Maybe we can discuss it a little bit later. Going back to the agenda, we normally have public comment after the GM report and some Q&A from the board. Then we have the directors, PMB directors reports and discussion. I haven't seen any written reports yet. Have there been any?
I have not written.
Is that Beth saying she hasn't?
This is Beth saying I haven't yet. I have a draft. It's not been submitted yet. I will have
one. Okay, good. I'll send around a reminder to the directors urging them to get it out to the whole LSB. And we still have to work on getting that stuff posted to the website. I'm sorry, I just have so much else on my plate. I did have a little bit of a discussion with Holly about how to do that, but we haven't gotten it done yet. So that's 20 minutes and 10 minutes of additional public comment. Treasury and Finance Committee, and so I think the Treasurer's on this call and is now also currently chairing the Finance Committee. And I assume we'll have a report based on tonight's meeting and all the documents we've gotten, Fred and I. Maybe you left the call already. Governance Committee, we have the motion we just adopted, and I guess we should take up the question of the LSB show at that point from the Governance Committee. What do people think about that idea, at least for the first round, that we have one officer, which I guess would be me for now, because after this I can't be on the air once the candidacies are finalized. One director, which I'd suggest to James Osborne.
I cannot understand you, Michael. I have no idea what...
I was proposing that the first LSB show, we go with one officer, one director, one staff member, and another member of the LSB with gender balance and diversity of membership.
Oh, okay. Got it. I like that. I like that very much. That's a nice change.
The empowering motion from the PND wants the membership, of the LSB to rotate through on these LSB shows. So, it's just a way to get it started.
Right.
And we do have to have some kind of, script and, run sheet for a show. So it's a listenable and interesting show in addition to the calls. So I think we can talk about the results of the bylaws referendum. We can talk about the upcoming prospects of the LSB election and the Articles of Incorporation amendment. And we should talk about the needs of the station in terms of the fund drive, because if we do it, it'll probably be either right before or just immediately at the start of the fund drive officially. I mean, the full-on fund drive starts on the 20th.
Yeah, that makes sense. Bella, to the stack, I have just one comment.
Go ahead.
Great. And then we should also not digress from mentioning the upcoming on-air candidate forums for the LSB candidate forums. We need to educate the Signal area of what is coming up, and that these will become also the on-air dialogue with the listeners, that these will become staples as the listeners have not been outreached to on air regularly for quite some time. We only had one, 2 weeks ago, and that was it. Okay, thanks.
Okay, are there any objections to that proposal?
Eric to the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
So tell me, what is the certainty of this LSB segment on the air? And is it certain? Is it does it have a time parameter attached to it?
The IGM has agreed that it's mandated and it's going to happen. It does not have a time certain. It's not regularly scheduled yet. I was trying to get it on the air before the original date of record of June 30th for membership to be able to vote, and I could not make that happen. I'll get back to him tonight and maybe call him as well, send him an email. My proposal would be that it happened Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday next week, and that we set it. I'd like to have him set it now and publicize it on the air in advance with a cart, so that when it happens, people know it's happening and can be primed to call in. So,
what is the frequency of this?
Once a month. The PNB motion was that once a month there be a general manager report to the listeners with half an hour of call-ins, and separately an LSB report to the listener with half an hour of call-ins. And the mandate for the PNB is that the membership of the LSB rotates through that LSB report, so it's not monopolized by any one or any group within the LSB, the whole LSB over a period of time will get to do that. My proposal that we start off, as I said, with an officer, a director, a staff member, and one other member of the LSB, and that it, you know, have some gender balance and diversity in terms of the composition of the LSB.
So well, my only request would be if this is going to happen more than once before the voting for the LSB candidates plus the articles amendment, if it gets that far, you may have been a little premature about the articles amendment, because to get to the membership, it requires passage by the supermajorities of three LSBs, which I hope the votes are there. I was the one who basically wrote this in conjunction with the PNB Governance Committee, who put some editing into it with me in a kind of marathon meeting on March 31st of this year. Alan Beek will remember it. And if there's only one occasion before the voting for the LSB on which this articles amendment might appear, or probably will appear, or somewhere in between, if three LSBs go ahead and ratify by two-thirds.
I'm sorry, Eric, this is Michael. I got knocked off the call, so I don't know what you were saying, and I apologize, but almost as soon as you started speaking, I heard three beeps, and I lost the call. I just had to dial back in.
I could repeat it in very short order, Michael. You earlier in the call, you mentioned that it was a certainty that it will be voted upon by the membership as a separate item during the LSB elections in all five signal areas later this year. So it's not entirely a certainty yet, because it still has to pass by, I believe it's two-thirds majorities. It might even be three quarters. I'm not sure. I have to re-study it. Of the three LSBs before it can go, and then it has to go to, then it goes to the membership. So
okay.
I believe the PNB has passed, but I believe you're correct on that. But I'm not. Now we're going through the LSBs. So my point was that if it if it passes the three LSBs and it's going to the membership, obviously including our membership here, as a separate item during the LSB elections, I would like a chance to speak about it, because I was saying a second ago, I had a very long, drawn-out discussion at the PNB Governance Committee about it, and they helped make some contributions to somewhat improving my draft and so on. Alan Beek will remember it. It's on the might still be in the archives from March 31st of this year. Anyway, I'd like a chance to speak on a panel during the relevant time frame if it gets to the membership, which is not a done deal just yet. But I'm cautiously optimistic it will. That's all.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for that clarification. I thought it was like the bylaws, but I see it's a little bit different. It requires the approval of three LSBs and the PNB in order to be submitted to the members.
Yes, and not just by majority, by supermajority.
Okay. All right. Do you think it's worth amending the previous motion about on-air forums for candidates to attach something to that about an on-air forum about the Articles of Incorporation amendment, if it is?
Well, that would be ideal. That would be if it passes three LSBs and it's going to the membership. It would be worthy of such an occasion, in my opinion.
Correct. I'm saying that you don't know that yet. Well, actually, you might know by Sunday, because three LSBs are meeting tonight and discussing it.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Why don't we say that if it has passed, or if ours is the third, let's say, that passes it, that we will incorporate into the, we can wait till the meeting, or make it a friendly amendment or something from the committee report at that point. that we add the bylaws, Articles of Incorporation Amendment Forum on the air on all five stations as well, and to what we're proposing. We're urging the GM to do it here and urging the PNB to mandate it along with the candidate forums. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. If it's going to the membership-wide vote, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Bella, to the staff.
Hey, Bella.
Yes, it's all about educating the signal area of each station. What is coming up? What is coming up? What to expect? So all of this has to be factored in. If the three LSPs have to ratify this for then the supermajority of the membership to ratify, we must start as soon as possible to educate on air the signal area. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So, yeah, if it looks like we need it, we can add it to the motion that was already approved about the LSP candidates. And as I say, three of the LSPs are meeting tonight and may indeed approve it by the requisite majority, in which case we'll know before the meeting on Sunday, or it might be possible that we'll be the third. We'll know after the meeting, and we can add it at that time.
Any objections?
Yeah, it will be added at the meeting, Bella, is what we're saying. On the agenda, that takes us through to the Governance Committee meeting, the Governance Committee report. The Governance Committee report includes now two items. One is this recommendation about the LSP and possibly the Articles of Incorporation Amendment being having fora on the air. If we have a forum on the air, you realize it might include people urging a no vote.
Yes, it should. This is Eric.
Yeah.
I think if somebody is inclined to oppose, because it's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
That would make sense.
Okay. The other item from the Governance Committee would be this proposal that the initial LSP report from the listener would include, to start off with, a board member and officer, a director, director and officer, a staff member, and someone else from the LSP. With gender balance and diversity representation from the membership of the LSP. And I can go back to the, I don't have it in front of me right now, but I did submit a possible list for that, but we can review it between now and then, see what we have. I do think, as I said, I'm going to try to get Mo to agree to air it sometime next week prior to the final deadline on the LSP candidate applications, and announce it beginning immediately as to when it will be, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday next week, and get some people to agree to do it so that we can, you know, publicize it before it happens and get, you know, let listeners know it's happening. Outreach committee?
Yes, Bella. We will have a report.
Okay. Last time,
but
was
it
two
minutes. Won't be. It will not. It will not be a long report. No, just a few moments.
Okay.
We have been all very consumed with the referendum, etc.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was 2 minutes last time. 2 minutes might be enough again. And then we have public comment 3 for another 10 minutes. And we let people know they can submit additional public comments to lsb@kpfk.org. And because, as far as I know, the LSB list is still open to the public to send emails to us. I think that's changed. I'll check. And that's about it. That's roughly a two-hour meeting. It's a little bit over 2 hours, I think, with more time for the Governance Committee.
I'll need about 20 minutes for the governor to make those two motions.
That sounds about right.
I think if we had, so then we do have to vote on the, we have to vote on the actual Articles of Incorporation. So that would give us additional time for that. And,
should that take us into closed session?
No, it's not a closed session. It's, there's nothing confidential about it.
Okay.
The only question was they had to reconvene as the Delegates Assembly. I don't see any reason to do that. All the instructions say the local station boards are voting on it.
Okay.
And I know this is sort of farce of taking up one hand and putting on the other. Somehow the Delegates Assembly is superior to the PND, and the LSD is a committee of the PND, but everything written about it, everything about it in writing I've seen refers to the approval of the local station boards. So I think we can just do it on a regular agenda.
I wanted to, I think we are being remiss if we do not mention specificity regarding the local station board election. And I noticed that we have missed that. So first we have to let people know that, yes, there have been issues, that people are facing issues entering as a candidate for XYZ reason, being looked into, and also as a nominator for XYZ reason. I think that we need to really cover that, not in such, you know, in great length, but we need to be cognizant of that and let the public know that this is how you do it, but you can also go here, and this is also being worked out, whatever, however you want to word it, because people are having issues.
Okay, maybe I can check with the local election supervisor to see if she's willing to come on the call with us for at least a few minutes.
That would be great. Jasmine, yeah.
Be done. All right, so we'll have that maybe just under the governance committee or something. Additional time for that. And I think we should add an additional public comment on the or we can just put public comment 3 after the discussion of the Articles of Incorporation Amendment and before the LSD votes. How about that?
Yes, absolutely.
Eric to the stack.
Go ahead, Eric.
How long an item is the consideration of the Articles Amendment at present?
I'm not looking at the agenda. Take about 20 minutes for that.
Okay. So I'd like to say a little motivational comment and a little explanation of the thinking behind it. It wouldn't take too long. And then if anybody wants to perhaps ask any questions about the why I decided to frame it the way I did or something like that, they're welcome. I mean, it's not mandatory. Somebody will talk against it, probably. I wouldn't know yet, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Bella to the stack.
Go ahead, Bella.
So it's not about an individual, but as a national policy, because I don't think it would be appropriate as to who wrote it, who didn't write it, who contributed. It's a policy that now the membership has to contend with. So it just wouldn't be prudent to go into that. But if you want to do a motivation presentation, but it has to be brief, yes.
Yeah, this is Eric, Michael.
Go ahead.
If I may, I'm not going to hide the fact that I wrote it. It was vetted very thoroughly by the PNB Governance Committee, Lawrence will recall, and so will Alan Beek. We spent a marathon amount of time on it, and it was tweaked and improved and all the rest. But And I made it clear at that meeting on March 31st, it belongs to the body. It belonged to the body immediately at the governance committee, the PNB governance committee. That meeting was run by Eileen Rosen, and she did an excellent job. And then it was, here's the latest news I got on it. Maybe Lawrence can fill us in. The latest news I had was that it's in its current position because about 8 or 10 PNB directors carried it, and so it became an officially proposed articles amendment that way. Whether the PNB has actually voted on it with the requisite majority of the PNB, I don't know. Beth could tell us?
I don't recall that we have. There's been talk about it, but I don't think we voted on it yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knows anything else.
I think that's yet to happen, to my knowledge as well. So it's official because 10 directors endorsed it. So it's an officially proposed articles amendment, and then it needs the same supermajority of the PNB and then the 3 LSBs, and then in all those conditions are met, it goes to the membership, all 5 stations.
Bella to the stack.
Okay, hang on a second, Bella. Is the PNB
to the stack?
Yeah. Is the PNB meeting tomorrow night?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear from Lawrence first and then Bella.
Yes.
Okay. So the Articles of Incorporation, that's going to go out with the ballots for the other 3 election. We were able to do that. Over 10 directors endorsed. 10 directors initially endorsed it to move it forward. And then we had about another 5 directors come aboard. The process, as far as I remember, is that it's going to require 2/3 vote from each other. No, it's going to require a simple majority and then a 2/3 vote, I believe, from the listeners when it goes to the membership. So, and I could be mistaken, but I think that's the requirements in order for it to become an unincorporated article.
Bella to the staff.
Go ahead, Bella, and then let's try to clarify
It sounds to me there's great uncertainty here, and we really need to get the verbiage on who, when, how. And so if this is going to start going out on the ballot on the 15th, then it looks to me like some steps may have been bypassed, and we have to be very careful because this is an important measure, amendment.
Okay. Michael, if I could get on the stack again, I think I could clarify a little bit better.
Okay.
Let me just read to people what's on the website regarding it.
Yeah.
Specific Articles of Incorporation Amendment Proposal Timeline. The notice date was May 3rd. It was posted on the website and the beginning of the fair elections. The on-air announcements about it took place between May 3rd and July 1st. Notification of the proposed amendment and the website posting. The notice period ended July 1st. The PNB and the LSB is scheduled to vote sometime during July, between the 1st and the 31st. Apparently, if it's required that at least the PNB 3 to 5 LSBs approve it first, it will go to the membership on August 15th, but that will be clear by the end of July. Do you know if the PNB is voting on it tomorrow night? The LSBs, 3 LSBs are meeting tonight, and we're meeting Sunday, so that's at least 4. I know with KPFA, that's just weird thing, we meet every other month. So I don't know if they're meeting this month or not. Go ahead, Lawrence.
No, go ahead. I'm a defer. I think you helped clarify it for me. What the PNB was responsible to do, they did their due diligence in regards to noticing it, and noticing it timely, having the announcements made about the articles of incorporation. Yeah, but it does have to be approved by the three-fifths, three LSPs. And then, but what I'm drawing a blank on, whether it's a two-thirds majority or simple majority, I think it's two-thirds. So that's what I'm drawing a blank on.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about that here. So I think if the directors could check with the NES or whoever and have that information clear on Sunday, that would be helpful.
Yes, certainly. I will. Beth could do it. If Beth is on, I think Beth is in this meeting, but one of us could get that done. Yeah,
I'm here.
Also, I did ask about director's reports. If we can get written reports before the meeting, so that would be helpful. Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my report in tomorrow, because as you know, I'm going to ceremony on Friday, and I'm going to have to call in from wherever I'm at on Sunday to make the meeting. So
okay.
I will have my written report submitted to Janine, to you, the vice chair, so you could distribute it.
Okay. Attach it to the agenda. Okay, so I think we agreed that Eric will motivate the Articles of Incorporation amendment. We'll have some time for discussion of it. We'll have additional listener comment after that, and then we'll vote on it after the listener comment. We have new business and adjournment, and hopefully it will be a little bit of a shorter meeting than some of the last ones have been.
Let's hope so.
This is Beth with a question.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I mentioned earlier two motions that I'm bringing from the Programming Oversight Committee, and there's a third one, and I'm wondering where you want to handle that.
Local.
I didn't have all the committees. Okay, yes. Yeah, so we'll have to, after governance and before outreach, we'll have the Treasurer and Finance Committee and Governance Committee and the Program Oversight Committee and then the Outreach Committee. So Program Oversight has the motions about, go back to my email. You want to speak to them briefly?
Excuse me? Was that for me?
Yeah.
The other motion was also passed the Programming Oversight Committee without objection. The KPFK Programming Oversight Committee urges KPFK management to prioritize resumption of receipt of the Radio Research Consortium listener statistics or other appropriate listener metric services as soon as possible. Earlier this year, as a cost-saving measure, we cut our subscription to any kind of listener metrics. So essentially, we're flying blind. I mean, we tend to be at the very bottom of those ratings anyway, but without any means of feedback, we don't know. We have no way of judging whether any changes we make improve things or not, and so we're just urging that at the earliest possible opportunity that be reprioritized.
Bella, okay. To the staff.
Yeah, hang on a second. Just that reminds me that I left the Finance Committee call before my suggestion was gotten to. I don't know if it happened at the Finance Committee. But there was a timeline for the next fiscal year which calls for this month's discussion of ideas about priorities for the budget. So this one falls right in line with that. It's a we're saying it's a priority for the budget, but we did say, I left the Finance Committee call this. It went on so long, I had to get up and do some other things before this one. I don't know if the Finance Committee took it up and had any brainstorm there, but if they didn't, we do need to reserve some time at the OSB meeting, not for a full-on discussion, but just for people to brainstorm a possible budget priorities for fiscal year 2022. Sorry, go ahead, Bella. Bella?
Oh, thank you. Yes, I want to clarify with Beth that there was an amendment to that motion, if you recall clearly, and the amendment was to request from the general manager any recent current quarter, the very last quarter of these matrix and metrics reports, as the former general program director was providing and had provided to the personnel committee in the last year. So you do recall that amendment, Beth?
I do recall an amendment. I didn't realize that that was part of it. I had intended to do exactly what you're saying. Anyway, I didn't realize that that was intended to be part of the motion. I thought you
It was voted on, as you recall.
I called Bruce Grief again today to clarify with him about that. So it's not that I've forgotten. It's not that I'm neglecting it. It's that we had different understandings of it. So,
okay. I'm Bruce to the stack. This is not the first time this happened when there is an amendment and the amendment is not acknowledged.
Ruth asked for the stack and she hasn't spoken for much of the meeting.
Yes, go ahead, Ruth.
This is just really quick, and it's a real thorn in my side, I'm sorry to say, but we did it must have taken 40 minutes to do that damn survey that Aniel put out, and we never got any results from that, and I'll tell you, I'd be happy to chase him down to find out what in the hell we did with those results. That's my little 2 cents. I mean, this is, we definitely need you to, excuse me, let me finish. Whatever we do going forward, we have data there already that we're not using. Thank you.
Okay, so going back to the amendment, Beth.
Okay, this is Michael. I was not at the meeting. I apologize. I can't make every single meeting. Is there any problem with incorporating that into the request to the?
I'm working on wording now. I'm working on wording
okay.
now.
Yeah, that was the final motion.
Okay, so I think, just rework it and we'll incorporate it into the motions. My hope is that by the time we get to the Program Oversight Committee meeting, that the other two motions will be moot because they will have been spoken to by the general manager.
Right.
So I will forward him all that material and urge him to speak to it in his GM report, which he is mandated to give us at the meeting. And hopefully those two will have been done and we won't need any further time. But if we do, we will.
Well, that I would like to point out that the second of those two motions, the one dealing with public airing of grievances, may need to be handled in closed session because I, for one, have been receiving many, many, many complaints from listeners about very recent, very consistent, ongoing such violations, and to the point where it would have appeared to change the outcome of this recent vote. And I have yet to, we've passed resolutions on this before and have yet to get any traction on that. There's been no indication that this has been implemented in any way. And we may need to have it out. And I guess if it gets to that point, names will likely be named, and that should happen in closed session, probably. So I don't know whether he'll show up. I don't know what he'll have to say about it. I do know that I'm not going to let this go any longer. You know, I've tried to be like cooperative in this over time, but this has gone too far, and we need to deal with it now. If he's not there to do that, or if the outcome isn't satisfactory, then I'll figure out another way to take it up. So, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it'll go.
Okay, so if you can get me a slightly revised language, I will incorporate all the various motions from the governor and the other committees.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing that. Oh,
I said if you can get me the revised language for the first motion, I'll incorporate all three motions into the agenda that gets circulated to the LSB, along with the governance motions and the Articles of Incorporation amendment. And I'll talk to
Michael, did you receive any response from the GM?
I don't think I've received any, unless I haven't checked again in the course of the meeting, but at the start of the meeting, I did look for my email. I didn't see anything from him more recent than July.
Okay.
Something. But I'll get back to him. Yeah.
This is Beth again. In working up these motions, I had requested a copy of the original resolutions that we've already passed. I requested copies from Janine, but I don't have those yet. I have every iteration I worked on in drafting them, but I don't have the final wording that came out of, that actually got voted on and came out of the. So, in order for the GM, who wasn't here at the time, the IGM, to know what it is that we're expecting him to comply with, he should probably be provided with that, those wordings. And I would still like to have a copy of the final wording, because I have a feeling we're not done with
that. I have that language, Beth. I can send it to you.
I'd rather have it from Janine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd rather have it from Janine. I'm not sure if Janine is still on the call. I know she had work, but I'll check with her and try to get it from her or to everybody and incorporate that as well.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think our business is concluded.
Michael, it's Eric. May I have the floor for that one last clarification on the articles business? For less than a minute. But this is also for the benefit of our two directors on the call. The Articles Amendment has been proposed. It's met the requirements in the bylaws, which are found at Article 17, and specifically Section 2 of Article 17. There's a two-part process, one for proposing an amendment of the Articles of Incorporation, and then the second part is for approving such a amendment. The approval part requires the PNB as well as three LSBs to approve the articles by two-thirds votes of their respective bodies, at which point it goes to the membership for a membership-wide vote, which also requires two-thirds vote of the membership as a whole, which would appear as a separate item on the LSB ballots. So if the PNB has not voted already, perhaps it should be agendized for tomorrow, because otherwise somebody might say later, well, maybe there was two-thirds head count, but there wasn't an actual vote.
Right.
Yeah, the PNB voted on it.
There was a vote by two-thirds then. Okay, if there was a vote, then that's done. And then the drama is, did the, and now I really wonder, did these other two LSBs meeting today even think to take it up because of all the drama with the referendum. I hope it didn't get lost in the shuffle, but we'll find out soon. And then the question is, if we take it up on Sunday and they somehow just neglected to get to it, would they be? And then we say we pass it by 2/3. Would they be willing to, call a special meeting in, the remaining days of this month to consider it? I wonder.
Okay, I mean, there are directors, obviously, at all the LSBs. I would imagine that the directors who are in favor of this amendment at their LSB, you probably would have tried to make sure it got on the agenda.
I sure hope so. Yeah. We'll find out soon enough.
If they didn't, I agree, if they didn't, they should be required to have a special meeting or an electronic vote or something. The amendment, the proposed amendment must be approved by the 2/3 vote of all directors, the 2/3 vote of all delegates of at least 3 of the foundation radio stations. The delegates shall vote on the proposed amendments within the same calendar month as the board. And C, the 2/3 vote of the members, provided a quorum of the members has been established by written ballot.
Right.
So I'll excerpt that from the bylaws and attach it to the agenda too, so everybody's clear on what the terms are.
Yeah. Good thought.
And Lawrence, before you got on, we were running through the agenda. There was last month we had a brief thing from the Committee of Inclusion. And is there anything you want a little time again this month?
Yeah, the Committee of Inclusion is meeting the last Monday of the month, and I believe the last Monday of this month will be the 26th. So we'll be meeting at 4:00 Pacific Standard Time.
It was 4:30.
Okay, thank you, Bella. 4:30.
Monday the 26th.
I'm glad. Monday the 26th at 4:30. So,
I think there's also the CAB is going to meet. When is that?
I saw that you put out a notice for the CAB.
Yeah, I did. And I just spoke with Paulina about producing a cart. I know it's not, it's short notice, but this way it gets it done. And this meeting is intended as sort of to push restart or reset button for the committee and start with an orientation overview of what is a CAB, what does it do, what's required, how lay out steps, next steps and steps to proceed. And hopefully someone will show up the perfect person to chair.
I did invite some people, and I got submissions regarding the somebody who is on the CAB of KCET, and I'll share that with everybody. What I was asking you to remind us of the date of that CAB meeting.
That's next Monday, which is, I think, the 19th. It's the day after our LSB.
Okay. All right. So let's announce that at the LSB meeting as well. And,
that was
part of
my time.
And actually, Beth, it's this coming Monday. This coming Monday. So.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said the following week. All right.
The time.
I said 7:00. I said. It's also listed on the website.
I did send a reminder to the LSB. I sent the reminder to the LSB about it and asked some people to think about possible candidates to participate in the CAB, particularly ones who could bring some skill to the question of doing a community needs assessment, which in the bylaws is referred to the CAB as a responsibility, as opposed to just debating what programs
are
like.
I was not expecting so much hostility for asking for the time. I did not
I
hear
had
it.
Given you the time. I had given
okay,
you the
so,
time.
I'm sorry. Excuse
it.
Me. Calm down, please, Beth. Because
I'm done.
Beth, Lawrence was speaking over you, and you gave the time, and you were not.
I'm done.
Okay, you're done.
I'm not.
I think we're all done. Hello?
If you're taking any public comment,
Yes, you are free to speak at any time. There's committee meetings. No, just ask for the stack at any moment. Ruth did. Other people have asked for the stack. But go ahead. Just to clarify, I tried to explain this previously. On committees, there's not a time for public comment. The public is allowed to participate in the discussion. Anybody on the call has a voice at any time. So if you wish to speak, just ask for the stack, and you'll get it along with the members.
Okay, Jonathan on the stack, please.
Okay, I think it was Ray first, so Ray and then Jonathan.
With regard to the article, the amendment to the Articles of Incorporation, I think you might expect some pushback on the definition of democracy, given the way the referendum votes were tallied.
Okay, is that some total of your comments?
Yes.
Okay, Jonathan?
Okay, regardless of the agenda, I just wanted to throw this in here. I just want to emphasize how important Eric's articles amendment is, and I'm sure anybody who's studied it could agree with that. And I think that what I'm very concerned about, though, is because of the drama and the intensity of the New Day bylaws referendum process, which actually is almost still not over since we still haven't received a final report on the breakdown of the votes, that I really feel that the LSB elections and the articles proposal are being squeezed in terms of the amount of time that we have to adequately make the members aware of not only the purpose of the articles proposal, amendment proposal, and to be familiar with why it's so important before, you know, so that we have enough time to do that on air. I completely agree with Bella's assertion that this has to be done immediately. That is, the National Board and the Executive Director really need to get right in on this. Here we have a conundrum. The conundrum is that the election for the articles is coinciding with the election for the LSB members. And so what this does is create even more of a problem, because what I believe, and I'm going to make a proposal here, even though I'm not an LSB member, so take it as it is if you think that it might be worth considering. Here's what I'm proposing, is that whether it's possible or not, I think it's very important to extend into the future, that is, postpone the LSB elections and the Articles elections, I mean for another month. Not just have it, finish this process so soon. Obviously, the August 1st date is a requirement. So what I'm referring to is that it would take a national board change of this process because of the significance of the New Day proposal that was voted down by the staff. Simply because we really do need adequate on-air forums. We need to be able to hear. The listeners really have not been engaged in many of the signals.
Okay, I'm sorry. Jonathan?
That's my proposal. I think that I'm
all right.
I think I've explained it pretty well.
Yeah.
And I think
let
that,
me point,
okay,
let
so
me
that's,
point out that the ballots go out to 50. People have 2 months to vote. The campaign period essentially begins August 15th and continues to October 15th.
Okay. Well, since it's already now July 14th, that only gives us a month before the beginning of the voting process. Now, this was the problem leading up to the New Day referendum vote, is that there was not enough on-air inclusion and informationals, not to mention the debates. On all five signal areas, it should have been done in a uniform way during prime time in saturation.
Okay, were you here on the call earlier when we passed the motion to that?
No, I'm sorry, I did not.
Okay.
All right, fine.
So the governance committee passed the motion with following it to the LSB on Sunday, urging the GM to put candidate forms, and if the bylaws, I'm sorry, if the Articles of Incorporation Amendment is being submitted to the membership, which depends on whether the PND and the LSBs approve it, then that as well to be on the air. And the second part of the motion was to urge the PND to mandate that all five stations.
Okay. I'm suggesting that those two forums on air for each of those needs be done separately. The reason I'm saying that is because...
Yes, that's
okay.
Clear.
That has to be stipulated.
Yes.
We need quite a bit of on-air forums during this next month. During this next month.
It's because the voting will continue for 2 months, beginning August 5th.
It doesn't matter. This can't happen only beginning once the voting starts.
Nobody's saying it's only beginning. We're just saying that it's not over when the voting starts because there's two more months.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. The rest of the business of the committee, I think, is over unless somebody else wants to make a comment. But I just want to clarify again, the calls are open to anybody, and during the course of the meeting at any time, members can speak up and non-members can speak up and ask for stack. So you don't have to wait for public comment. You can make your comments as the discussion is going on the committee. Any committee that I chair, that will be the case. I do want to point out in response to Ray's remarks that I pointed out that if it does go to the membership and there are forums about the Articles of Incorporation Amendment, that there will be pro and con. Likely there will be people, you know, questioning or opposing it. And yeah, we're not assuming anything is, and that will happen at the meeting as well, I imagine. So yes, everybody is aware that, you know, there are divisions inside Pacifica, and they may manifest themselves around anything that comes up for discussion. All right, thank you, everybody, and I'll try to get
motion
together.
Motion to adjourn.
Yeah, all right. Any objection to adjournment? All right, hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you, Michael. I'll try to get
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, everybody.